KQED.
Well, as college students were enjoying their summer breaks this week, the leaders of UC and CSU campuses took steps to make the fall semester even more expensive for them and their families. In Long Beach Tuesday, California State University trustees voted to increase tuition by 12%. University of California Regents followed suit 2 days later, voting to raise tuition by 9.6% at the 10 UC campuses. Our education reporter, Anna Tintakalis, is here to help us understand what it all means. And Anna, I know you attended the UC Regents meeting in San Francisco this week. Give us a sense of what the atmosphere was like there among the regents and those who were in the audience.
Well, it is summer break, and while you saw some really heated action in Long Beach at the CSU meeting, you didn't see that in Northern California. There was about 15 students who appeared with some signs. There was really no chanting. You know, students are working. They're back at home, and they're kind of disconnected with what is happening on campus right now. So for student organizers, it was really hard for them to really rally the troops. So the mood at the UC Regents was somber.
And what's the justification for the tuition increases? You know, how is the money going to be used? Why was it necessary to raise the tuition yet again this year?
Well, the UC system with this new state budget is facing $650 million in loss in state funding. So what you're hearing time and time again is we have to raise tuition in order to preserve the integrity and reputation of the UC system, which basically means we need to keep our faculty, we need to keep our programs, we need to keep our classes. And we hear from the Regents Chair, Sherry Lansing, about her regret in having to do this.
We feel that we have to maintain the quality or it will rapidly disappear today. So this is where it stops, and we have to now continue this fight.
And the concern, Anna, I guess, is in part that this is really going to become so expensive that a lot of families, a lot of students just won't be able to attend college in California. Is that what it is, bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, I think the real concern now is middle-class students and what is going to happen to their college dreams. Because for low-income families, they still get a pretty sizable financial aid package or help.
Well, in fact, some of this increase goes toward that, right?
One-third of the tuition-generated revenue will go towards financial aid, but many middle-class students don't qualify for that. And then you have the wealthier families who, for many of them, this is still a bargain when you take a look at four-year public institutions.
Now, again, focusing on the regents, most of the UC regents are appointed by the governor. A few are also elected state officials who sit as ex officio members. How did the politics of these tuition hikes play out, especially at that regents meeting this week?
Well, you know, there was a lot of talk about other ways to cut or even to generate more money. There was talk about recruiting more out-of-state students and efforts to really aggressively fundraise. But it all came back down to a big tuition increase. And so you had members like Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who sits on the board, saying, you know, Regents, stop laying down and taking this. You know, don't take the predictable path of raising tuition. And instead, just say no. Send a message to Sacramento. And one of the regents, his name is Norman Pattis, really took issue to that. And now he has laryngitis, but this was the first time he spoke. He spoke up. And he was responding to the lieutenant governor who said to even think about voting no against these tuition hikes would jeopardize the entire system. And this is what he had to say.
We are at a precipice right now. We don't have the luxury of being able to say, let's send a message to Congress or to the, you know, to the state government. You are the state government, and there's nobody else from the state government here. So I'm going to get pissed at you.
And Anna Tintakalis, some of the frustration, some of the anger is that this coincides with some big pay increases for some of the top administrators in the system.
And therein lies the disconnect, you know, for many students and families. While they see these increases in not only with tuition, but textbooks, housing, other campus fees, they see these administrators getting pretty hefty salary increases. One in particular at San Diego State University, who got $100,000. $100,000 more than his predecessor. And it just does not make sense to these families, and also to Governor Jerry Brown, who sent a letter to the regents really opposing these salaries.
And, of course, beyond the numbers, there are people. And give us a sense, if you would, what these tuition increases mean for students and their families. How is it going to affect them?
Well, you know, I sat down and talked to some students at CSU Hayward in the East Bay in Northern California. And a lot of them are having to take more than one job to make ends meet. And so many students, what they're having to do is rely on their moms and dads, not only for housing, but just for their daily expenses. And Angelica Johnson, who is a student at CSU Hayward, has a three-year-old daughter. This is what she had to say.
I don't even know how I made it. It's really hard right now. Yeah, because I've had help from my family, too. So without them, I don't think I would have been able to finish.
Well, and sadly, this doesn't even really solve the problem. We're already hearing about a potential budget deficit next year, so probably more of the same to come, huh?
More of the same to come, and regents and CSU trustees say they hate to do it, but really it's their only option.
All right. Education reporter Anna Tintakalis. Anna, thanks so much.
Thank you.